Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And Mickey Ryan's our NASCAR guy. And so, Mickey, you've got Clint Bowyer.
This is such a great city, and you seem like a guy who really appreciates any time you could spend in Nashville.
I certainly do. I mean, this has always been... This is my Vegas. You know, everybody, a lot of people call it Nash Vegas, and I'm telling you, it is. Vegas is too over the top for me. It's amazing to see the transformation of Nashville from the time, you know, I first moved out to North Carolina and I became an adult. You know, I was coming to Nashville.
What's that like? I'm hoping to get there
being
one day.
Being an adult?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'm just that classification because of my age, not because of my actions. But, super cool to be. Just walk down Main Street, and it's like one bar after another bar after another bar. Some of the best talent you see, you know, and certainly in country music. And 9 times out of 10, you know, I mean, I remember so many times of being in and out of bars and seeing this band that you just like, God, that guy's good, you know? And next thing you know, 5-6 years later, you're like, I told you, that's him. You know what I mean? I mean, now he's on your radio and he's a country music star. It all starts here. I mean, I have friends in the industry and I think that's the parallel between our sport and that blue-collar work ethic and country music. You know, I mean, these people were blue-collar. They were workers, you know, that had a dream, took a huge chance, a big gamble. A lot of them, most of them, moved to Nashville on a whim.
Right.
Bet literally on it, had nothing and bet everything in their life on their career and their talents and made it. You know, because of a town like this, because of those bars down there, because of people coming from all over the world to walk into a Tootsie's and see the next country music star. It's just neat to me. It's refreshing to me to see that model still works in society. You know what I mean? And there's very few of those models left that are proof, you know, like Nashville is.
You were asked about racing here, and I remember you winning a race at the Super Speedway, which now isn't a thing anymore, and you got the beautiful guitar. You said you treasure that trophy. You got it up in your office.
Yeah, one of the coolest, you know, trophies that I have in my possession is that Gibson guitar that I won in Nashville. I'll never forget this place. I always ran well here. I had like 4 second place finishes, an average of second place, you know, the whole time. I literally ran second, and finally was able to win it on my 5th stab at it. You know, just a lot of good memories over here. For me, though, the damn thing was too far away. I could never get here and have a good time and be back on the racetrack and be able to put on my show, you know, on the racetrack. So we got to get something a little closer.
Well, Fairgrounds is closer.
Fairgrounds.
Man, all of us racing heads, Clint, we really want to see something great happen there. You even mentioned as possible, make an all-star destination out of it, right? That's a good idea.
Well, I just think there's a lot of opportunity there. First and foremost, it's the area, it's the demographic, it's everything. The parallels for country music, this fan base to ours, that blue-collar, human being is our fan base. And so much history between the fairgrounds, you know, all the legends of our sport cut their teeth at tracks like the fairgrounds and definitely at the fairgrounds.
Sure.
Sterling Marlin still racing over there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, the place has a lot of clout, holds a lot of capabilities there. I mean, and I think that the option and the opportunity is definitely there for us, and we should take it. We should pounce on it.
You're in town today. You get to visit with the Titans. First of all, we'll qualify this. You're a big Chiefs fan. but you talked about the respect you have for those guys. As a guy who will hit a wall at 200 miles per hour, you also respect what they do.
They hit walls, too. Big walls. Those dudes are huge. There's no way in hell I would get on a field and especially hold the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Those guys want the ball way worse than I do. They're going to work out and get themselves that big and and do all the things it takes to be that athletic and that capable of just running people over. Yeah, that I don't want the ball. If I am on the field with those big bastards, I do not want the ball.
I know you're here to talk about Talladega. You've won two races there, two races in October. So you obviously like what's going on down there come fall.
Yeah, tons of fun at Talladega. I think the fan base, you know, for me, it always starts there. You go into a track and you can tell right away by looking over in the infield and seeing the campers and the people camping and the ingenuity that comes within that.
Yes,
you know
yes.
exactly what you have on your hands and how good a time you're going to have. And nobody does it better than Talladega. The big one on the boulevard, all the fun that happens off the racetrack, and then all of a sudden comes Sunday, all that hype is building for our big day being on the racetrack. You can't have much more intensity than cars going around a track at 200 mile an hour, three and four wide.
In the meantime, before I let you go, Richmond up next. You've won in Richmond too, if I'm not mistaken. So that's another place where you can go and have success after what was a crazy weekend in Las Vegas.
Yeah, crazy start to the playoffs. I think the weekend that we had that starts our playoffs just shows the intensity within our playoffs.
Yep.
Lot of capable teams, capable of getting the job done, championship caliber teams that are going broke and putting it all out there. And I think you're going to see that intensify as we go through the playoffs. And certainly our next crack at bat is Richmond. Good racetrack for me, but I'm telling you, after what I saw in Vegas, you got to roll in there kind of nervous, you know what I mean? I mean, it's literally one of my best racetracks, and I got a handful of confidence in our ability to get the job done and maybe win another race, win our third race of the season. But nonetheless, the writing's on the wall. We've showcased, you know, how dangerous these playoff races can be already in the first stab at it, and certainly you've got to be ready for everything and loaded for bear when it comes to Richmond and then on to the Roval.
Well, man, great seeing you, great visiting with you, and hope to see you racing back in Nashville again soon, too.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
There's Mickey Ryan with Clint Boyer. Man, that guy's good. That boy, good.
Why doesn't NASCAR put him out there even more?
Because they're going to send
personality.
You some young guy on who
has no personality.
He's not going to have much to say. Instead of a veteran guy like him, he's got a lot to say about a lot of things.
He said Nashville was his Vegas. I love that.
He and I were talking. I was asking him because it was just unbelievably hot at the race in Las Vegas. He goes, I was telling my wife, he goes, I was out at the farm yesterday fixing a fence. And he said, I think I sweated even harder on the farm yesterday. But he goes, it was way hot at Vegas. But he goes, you know, we can do it, man. I sweat that much on the farm. I'll be fine.
Carrie on Twitter,
they're used to it.
She said, Clint's got a bit of a potty mouth, LOL.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, young guy isn't going to be coming on a radio show dropping those words.